Hi there. Welcome back to this podcast series, Let's Get Working by The Mind Matter. I am your host, Binal, and this podcast is focused entirely to guide you on shaping your career. Through this series, the aim is to help you not just find your career, but also build it step by step, right from what skills you need, capabilities to build, qualifications to pursue, and scope of your line of work. So let's begin. Today we are going to talk about that one aspect which is a portrayal of one's aspirational lifestyle. By aspirational lifestyle, I mean the lifestyle is more of want-driven rather than need-driven. Gone are the days of basic economy. Now people are flourishing, so is their income at various levels, and hence, once you have disposable income at your end, you are bound to do that one thing which is quite obvious. Shop. I'm right, isn't it? So when it comes to shopping and the world of retail, the most dominant of it all is fashion in terms of clothes, accessories and more. So today we are going to discuss the career in fashion and lifestyle. India has had a long relationship with clothing, especially with fabrics. We are among the highest exporters of cotton, silk, and other materials. And I don't want to talk about our vivid art forms, because I'm sure you are very well aware of how diverse and beautiful we are in terms of our cultural apprentice when it comes to attire. Every state and every area within a state somewhat has its own distinct style statement for both men and women, which is why India has immense inspiration all around if you want to develop a career into fashion and lifestyle. And ever since there is an emergence of liberalization, global influence and social media, there is massive growth in this segment as an industry. Just for some facts, the Indian textile industry and clothing industry is estimated around $108 billion and is expected to reach $223 billion by 2021. The industry also employs over 45 million people directly to 60 million people indirectly. So I'm sure these numbers are enticing you to go ahead and pursue a career in fashion and lifestyle. But before I break it down to the skills, academic qualifications and scope of work, here are some questions for a quick self-analysis to understand whether you as an individual would be interested in this field of career or not. First, are you someone who follows the latest trends in clothing and fashion? How open are you to become an expert at customer or client management? Are you detail-oriented? Do you like intricate patterns and art forms? How innovative and creative are you? Do you like to make things on your own or find something off the market ready-made? Are you the in-house fashion stylist for your friends or family whenever they have to go out anywhere? This may sound funny, but it's a good measure to see if you have that knack in you to get into fashion as a full-fledged career. So once you're able to answer this, I'm sure you would have had understood that you are somewhere meant to have a career in fashion. Now let's talk about the academic qualifications and skills you will need to explore this career option. But it heavily depends on the line of function that you wish to pursue in the fashion industry. Let's discuss the topmost lines here, right from the back end to the front end of the fashion world, that is, from the source to the consumer, which are the lines of profession in fashion. First, textile designing or garment production. Now, this isn't about designing apparels. It is about designing the textile that goes into making clothing lines. It merges fashion with technology to be able to produce textile and garments that are the need of the hour. This is how we have evolved from just cotton, khadi and silk to variants such as cotton satin, velvet silk, khadi cotton and many, many, many more. As a textile designer, you will also be designing the prints and patterns that go on a cloth to make that fashion statement, which has given rise to so many designing patterns such as thread work, 2D printing, knits, and so many other forms that there's no end to diversity and innovation in this field. Every season, you can produce something new. Second, fashion designing. When it comes to asking someone about their career in fashion and lifestyle, this comes out as the cliche option that people have set in their minds. And yes, it is a widely approached line of career with stiff competition, but also an access to developing your own set of target customers. Fashion designing is one of the dominant lines of profession in this field. You could be a women's or a men's or a children's fashion designer. You could be a casual or a formal or an athleisure or a wedding attire fashion designer. There's something for everyone who wishes to carve their own space in this career. Third, production and merchandising. Now, this forms the backbone of any fashion brand. If you have a knack for management along with creativity and you understand the on-ground logistical arrangements required to produce a line of apparel, production and merchandising is the line of career for you. Production is the bridge between supplier and designer, and merchandising is the bridge between designer and consumer. As a production expert, you will be spearheading the sourcing of materials and vendors in an efficient manner for the designer to conceptualize an idea into reality. And as a merchandising expert, you will be managing the costing, marketing, visibility of product and consumers back-end analysis. Even in production and merchandising, if you join a big fashion house, there are interdepartments such as inventory planner, sourcing team, logistics team, visual merchandising, and many more. Fourth, fashion stylist or personal stylist. Fashion stylists take a designer and a photographer or an art director's vision for a photo shoot or a film and bring it to life. This is a very creative role. Fashion stylists will work with many media organizations, including editorial print, advertising, film, and online. So when you see those magazine covers, the fashion stylist is a part of the credits. On the other hand, personal stylists usually work in a retail setting with individuals to advise on personal style and clothing. This role has obvious appeal for the die-hard fashionista and is a job that requires excellent communication and service skills. You can join hands with a designer or a fashion house or even launch your own personal consultation to build your profession. Fifth, fashion and lifestyle marketing. There was a time when print media and films and television was the only source to let the target audience know about a brand. But as there is innovation in the field of marketing, so is there a need for fashion to diversify its source of reaching the consumer. That's why we now have fashion public relations as a career field, fashion illustrator as another career line, fashion modeling, fashion magazine writer, and editor as a career option. Even fashion and lifestyle influencer are one of the most emerging fields of career. Basically, if you have an innovative way to reach an audience and help in selling of fashion, you can have a flourishing career. When we talk about fashion, our mind first gets an image of clothes, but there are so many other options in fashion itself apart from clothes. You could pursue and build your own line of accessories, jewelry, shoes, fashion accents, and so much more. Any field that you choose, it will always require someone who manages the back end, someone who designs, and someone who manages the front end. That is the customer front. And that's why, as vivid as fashion can get, so can the lines of profession for you to choose from. Now let's look at the academic qualifications you will require for this and how you can begin your career. Firstly, you will have to get your admission into a degree in fashion for your graduation. India has some of the best institutes widespread across the country. Within the institute itself, there will be various specialization courses that you can pursue that revolve around the lines of fashion, and that's how you continue for a master's degree. Should you wish to go for more exposure abroad, Europe, especially France, Italy, and Britain, has the most flourishing courses in fashion that you can opt for. Even the United States have some advanced courses. And here's how you can begin your career in fashion and lifestyle. One word, internships. While you are already pursuing your education, look for ways where you can work under multiple established banners to back some internship opportunities. Trust me, the more the groundwork you do, the better your practical knowledge will get. Post this experience, your chances to bag a job or even start your own business increases manifold. And the key is networking through your internships and jobs. Make the best and the most optimal use of social media to reach a wider audience and, of course, eventually, your work will start speaking for itself. Excited to start a career in fashion and lifestyle? This was just a gist of what this career option looks like. If you still wish to consult an expert to guide you into building your career path and be a mentor to you, go check out my website, www.themindmatter.net. Look up at the services and sessions offered, and you can get in touch with me. I hope this podcast episodes bring you some clarity if you wish to pursue fashion and lifestyle as a career option. Keep following me on Instagram at @Binal_TheMindMatter. Look out for the logo image as per the episode cover, and you can get daily updates on skill development and mindset mentoring. See you in the next episode.